This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Everything is as it should be today, ladies and gentlemen, on the program. I'm Scott Hennon. There he is, Ty, the radio god Mitchell. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. Call us at 800-228-0550. Toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. Emails, always welcome, too. Get some of those morning, noon, or night. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also text us. Now you can text either Todd or I, 701-367-2054 for me. Text Todd or me, 701-367-2054 for me. For Todd, it's 701-226-2054.
I had to reboot the buzzer. That's why I didn't buzz you.
Is that right? You were rebooting the buzzer?
Yeah, nobody used it the last few days, so it didn't want to work. It just sat
dusty.
There, so I rebooted it.
Yeah.
There's the buzz.
Todd's is 701-226-8503. How's your dad?
Ruptured aorta is one of those things you don't just bounce back from, but they moved him out of ICU. But, you know, here's the deal. He's not exactly been one of life's optimists, and yet he's clowning around as much as a guy can in ICU. He even threw a pillow at me. It may be because it wasn't my pillow. I don't know. But between throwing a pillow at me and telling the nurses he was George Jetson, that's the mark of somebody trying to fight back, not trying to fight to get away. So those are good signs.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
But I don't think he's George Jetson.
You don't?
I don't. I mean, that would make me Elroy.
Well, you know, when you left, he was in a medically induced coma.
Yes.
So I'd say, you know, some prayers are working there.
Absolutely. Don't stop now. He's got a long road, but he's traveling up that road. So, they're working.
They are working. Well, good. That's good news. I wanted to start
Thank
with the good
you,
news
everybody.
Today. Yes.
Yeah.
Start with the good stuff today. By the way, when you were gone, Todd, I don't know why this happens when you're gone, but Mike from Hazen, Mike from Stanton, Mike from, you know, I don't know.
You know how I know he called? My phone blew up, too. Oh, good grief. Didn't get to hear the call yet. I'll have to check it out. But
sounds like you guys must
have had some fun because my phone blew up.
We have it here for a little fun. we'll be chatting about that today. But, yeah, he... and I don't know why liberal callers can't just be honest about, you know, where they're calling from. They have to, you know.
Yeah, really.
We take anybody. So you don't need to hide where you're from or what your name is or any of that. I mean,
if anything, he's like the Rush Limbaugh. He's mentioned this before, too. You go to the front of the line. We don't want a bunch of callers who do nothing but, oh, I agree. Because after a while, it's like, ugh. There's no reason to hide. You're right.
No reason to hide. None whatsoever. But I also want to tell you, it's no big deal. I don't know what it is, but people, when they hear a call like that, they think, you know, that somehow I'm offended to the core or that I'm in need of some sort of a comfort or something. It's fine. I don't mind at all. Look, when somebody calls in and is all, you know, vile and pompous or whatever, it says more about them than it does about me. But this morning, at like 6 o'clock, I get a text from a listener saying, "Hey Scott, I think your caller Mike is actually fun to listen to. Shows how completely out of touch the left is, and the hatred they spew is another reason they are losing. keep up the good fight, my friend. So that was nice. And then we got this email yesterday from Elaine. Elaine says, Scott, I'd like to just tell you, you're a breath of fresh air. I'm from upstate New York, and would love it if we had the same views as your listeners have. New York is so liberal. No one works. Young people are on the system while dealing drugs and smoking it themselves. I propose that we drug test those receiving benefits. How cruel.
Oh, how dare you.
Oh, my gosh. The humanity. Sorry, I got derailed there. And was told that we can't because they won't feed their kids. I'm sorry, they're not feeding them now, Elaine says. If you hit the pocketbook, people would change. I watch in my neighborhood those that also receive Section 8 destroy the landlord's property. There's no accountability. My husband and I both work hard for what we have. We're very proud to say that our children can do the same. Our system is broken and needs to be fixed. The only power that our governor has is the New York City vote. Upstate voted for Trump, but the population downstate is too great to make a difference. Enough of my issues. Please be encouraged that you are doing, that you are a great voice for America. Keep up the great job, says Elaine. Is that not nice? So there you go. So this is a long way of saying, no worries. Don't worry about any of the sort of silliness that's going on, because all is well. So yesterday we did something also. Todd was away, so we just, you know, we just threw caution to the wind, had ourselves a fine time. And one of the things that we did yesterday on the program was ask you who we could interview that you'd like. I mean, who's somebody you'd like to hear? Or somebody, we talk about fake news a little bit and just saying, you know, how do you get your news and who do you rely on? And, you know, tell us who you'd like to have on, more of these people, and we'll get them scheduled. Already I have one of your suggestions to schedule. Ann Coulter, who has a brand new book. I love Ann Coulter, if for no other reason than the fact that she is just the number one biggest annoyance to liberals. They just drive her. She drives them crazy. And she has a new book called, what's the title of the book here? I have it somewhere. It's about resistance. Oh, here it is. Resistance is Futile, How the Trump-Hating Left Lost Its Collective Mind. There you go. It's coming up, not even released, August 21st. She'll be on with us next week. New York Times bestselling author, syndicated columnist, conservative political commentator. Skewers the various elements of the resistance. The Vulgar Hat Brigade. The Russian collusion witch hunters. The media alarmists. The campus hysterics. And more. So, anyway, Ann Coulter next week. Just wanted you to be the first to know here, ladies and gentlemen, on the program. All right? Texter says, do you believe Arlen Rasmussen? Todd, do you know who Arlen Rasmussen is? I'll try one more time. Todd, do you know who Arlen Rasmussen is? Todd?
Sir?
Oh, there he is.
I had to get somebody in my other ear. Sorry. Engineer Larry had a...
Scared me for a second there.
Yeah. Don't be scared. I'm always here. Even if I'm not here, I'm here.
He's bringing you an apple. I said, do you know who Arlen Rasmussen is?
I do not.
All right. Listen a little closer to the next ad you play for Senator Heidi Heitkamp's campaign. And you're going
to
hear
it.
Well, you don't have to. Have to, I guess.
I can't. Those are words I was not expecting to ever hear out of your mouth, but okay.
Well, he's a former law enforcement guy, deputy sheriff, I think, and they've got him in an ad now. And I will say it's a pretty good ad, if you believe it. The only goofy thing is he says, I'm really disappointed in Kevin Cramer that he misled President Trump about Heidi Heitkamp's record. I mean, I think President Trump's capable of looking at a record on his own, and the fact that he has pointed out that she was against an effort to defund sanctuary cities is obviously costing them votes. So here's what they do. They get this law enforcement guy who says, I voted for Trump, but I'm voting for Heidi. Now, I don't think anybody that looks fairly at what Donald Trump stood for and says, yeah, I support him, is going to say, you also vote for Heidi Heitke. I don't. I think, and I'm not going to question, you know, the authenticity of the comment from the former police chief, but I just ask you, do you really think that that happened? So something else is going on there. Something else is going on there that another listener has been on to here, which is pretty nice. So we'll share that on the other side of the break. Lots of texts rolling in, lots of comments. What's on your mind, folks? Lay it on the 800-228-0550. Governor Burgum, Senator Hovind coming up, too. Stay tuned.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Everybody in my family is the gaga for the Mamma Mia movie. I just absolutely gaga. I've seen it on Broadway. It was very good, but I'm not gaga for it. Is that a chick flick? Is that the definition of a chick flick? Mamma Mia? Is it? See, I like the sappy ones. I kind of like that one. Was I don't know. I'm not beyond.
Maybe we need to ask what's in your mind, callers. Okay, are you into this, or can you take or leave it, or whatever?
So we go as a family, okay? And I'm just going along. Yeah, okay, something fun. Let's go to the movie. And I love the movies. You know, I mean, popcorn's all I need, and you could put on a, you know, commercial. I'd be fine. I don't, you know, it's fine. I was entertained. I liked it. And, you know, it was, but I wasn't like, oh, that's the greatest ever. So they actually, our daughter and her friend went on their own, and my wife is going again with a buddy tomorrow night. Or sometime this week, I forget when. Anyway, maybe tonight. I don't get it. That's the other thing. A movie twice, it's got to be really good. I don't know. I'm a little sorry, folks. Maybe I've been dropped in my head. I don't get it. You tell me what I'm good for. North Dakota Safety Council, private nonprofit, workforce safety and insurance. And they don't want me dropped on my head because that would not be safe.
There's an irony. Let's go from being dropped on your head to the safety council. Good job, yeah. Scott.
And they are the leader in the driver safety training. Did you know that? Parents, listen up. Half. That's 50% for those of you from Moorhead. Half of all teens will be involved in a car crash before graduating from high school. Half. If you have a young driver, you can register them for the NDSC Alive at 25 course before they head back to school. Two courses in Grand Forks, 9th and 16th of August, once in Fargo on August 12th. Check out all the details at ndsc.org, but the best part is the insurance discount and the point reduction in North Dakota. So you can save up to $45 off the $55 registration fee, plus you get a discount from State Farm, plus you get a point discount. Parents, are you listening? ndsc.org, get signed up for Alive at 25. You want your kids alive at 25, don't you? Of course you do. I'm going to go to Mike in Fargo, and then I do have that text I promised that is sort of connecting the dots on the whole question of, do you know who this guy is, you know, former police chief West Fargo, and he tells you he voted for Heidi, and now, rather that he voted for Trump, and now he's for Heidi and not Kevin, because Kevin must have misled the president, some goofy reason. Back to that in a moment. Right now, Mike in Fargo. Hello, Mike. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Yeah, that ad from Rasmussen. The irony is that in it is he says that Kevin Cramer must have misled the president, but that ad is misleading because he states in there that Heidi Heitkamp has supported the deportation of illegal aliens who have committed a crime. Well, the deception there is all illegal aliens have committed a crime. Not only that, but it was the first thing they ever did when they came here illegally. So he's deceptive in that, and that just takes away his whole validity, especially as a former cop.
Interesting point. Now, my question to you, Mike, how many people pay as close attention to the facts as you are?
I couldn't say. I would hope that the vast majority of the listeners on here have caught that, you know?
A listener says, you have to understand leftist tactics. The details of the ad are irrelevant. The primary point is Trump voter supports Heidi. They're planting the seed into the minds of potential voters. Well, in my mind, I understand what he's saying, planting that seed. But are people that dumb? I mean, do they really think Trump voters would support Heidi? I mean, that's got to be one half of 1% of somebody that would be, because, you know, they're voting for Trump because they don't like, you know, didn't like Hillary, whatever. But, I mean, the positions of those two are polar opposites. Isn't that a crazy idea? Am I wrong?
No, I don't think you are at all. I think that caller is right on it. That is the purpose of the ad, is just to mislead and put out a false narrative.
So don't take the bait and have conversations about this with people. What you just pointed out, Mike, is very good. Very good. I'll give you some more. We're going to give you some more ammo. Thanks for the call, Mike. We'll do another little version of Ad Watch here. You have the ad ready, Kev? With Mr. Rasmussen, go ahead and roll that there.
Hi, I'm Arlen Rasmussen, and I proudly served as the deputy sheriff and police chief of West Fargo for 42 years. I was born and raised...
Okay, establishing law enforcement credentials. You know, that's why I asked Todd, do you know who Arlen Rasmussen is? No! I have no idea. But, you know, hey, law enforcement, good guy. Next, I'm North Dakotan. I'm one of you. Roll that here. Fluffy stuff here.
I was born and raised here in North Dakota, and I voted for President Trump. That's why I was so disappointed to see that Kevin Cramer must have misled our president about Heidi Heitkamp's record.
Okay, here now again, wrap your mind around this. You know, I voted for Trump. That's why I was so disappointed in Kevin Cramer that he must have misled President Trump about Heidi Heitkamp's record. It is the dumbest statement I've ever heard in my life. You know, you could say you're disappointed in Kevin Cramer for criticizing Heidi Heitkamp because you believe she's this, that, or the other thing, but the idea that somehow he misled the president about her, I guess they're trying to play a little kabuki dance there to say, hey, what Trump said about Heidi, which, by the way, was accurate, and it was she fought the effort to defund sanctuary cities. That's right. Sanctuary cities that say, if you're an illegal immigrant, you came here, you committed a crime, guess what? You've got safe haven here. Should they have funding, or should they have a consequence for that? She voted against it, and it's costing her big time in the election right now. So they got to try and say, well, you know, Trump misled, Cramer misled. I don't know. It's kabuki dance. Makes no sense. Another thing to point out to anybody, okay? All right. Pick it up. Here we go. More of the ad. We're ready. Here we go. Waiting for the ad. Here comes the ad.
I was so disappointed to see that Kevin Cramer must have misled our president about Heidi Heitkamp's record. I know it's politics, but things like our public safety need to be taken seriously.
Okay, come on. Now, who doesn't think public safety needs to be taken seriously? And it isn't politics. It's a black and white breakdown of a record that you can agree or disagree with. Now here's what the caller was talking about a moment ago. Go ahead and roll that, Kevin. More of the ad. Here you go. Rolling the ad. Here
today. Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus.
Maybe a little malfunction with the player.
I had cassette decks that were faster than this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're going to a break here.
Anyway. Yeah,
so we'll take the next 2 hours and play this 1 minute ad, folks. So don't go anywhere, and it'll be great fun. I'm joking. I am joking. Governor Doug Burgum coming up, Senator John Hoeven as well, and more of your calls, questions, and comments, 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
This Monday night, Dickinson, North Dakota, an open house, and you're invited. Endeavor is planning to produce renewable diesel from its refinery by converting it from a petroleum refinery to a vegetable oil refinery. Come join us for an informational open house at the Biggio Activity Center at Dickinson State University, Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. Come anytime. Learn about the project and its benefits. The team will be available to answer any questions and hear your concerns, too. Monday, Biggio Activity Center, Dickinson State University, anytime from 6 to 8 p.m. Find out more at endeavor.com/Dickinson.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In a race that no one's happy about, the Mendocino Complex fire in Northern California is now in the record books as the largest wildfire in the history of California. Two fires that now make up this wildfire have scorched over 283,000 acres in three counties. The Mendocino Complex fire passing the Thomas fire to become the largest ever in California. U.S. sanctions on Iran that had been suspended by the 2015 nuclear agreement that President Trump pulled the United States out of 3 months ago are now back in place against Iran, hitting its trade in gold and other precious metals, as well as a wide range of currency transactions. Sanctions due to hit again in November will include those concerning Iran's oil exports. This is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Looking for a great job? Lean into the radio just a little bit there. Lean in, or your phone if you're on that iHeart app or our Flag
Oops,
Family app.
Too far, sorry.
Yeah, did you bang your head? Sorry.
Ouch.
Here's some good examples of great jobs at MBI. Now, they're an established local company that is big. All right, they're big. And right now, they're looking for truck drivers. No secret that CDL drivers are in high demand. There's a high demand for employers who offer work-life balance, great pay, trusted benefits, safety-first culture. MBI Energy Services strives to be that employer of choice in the energy industry. In 2018, best place to work in the oil patch. That's what they were named. And they're now hiring oil, water, hot oil, winch, and supervac drivers, offering up to $3,500 experienced driver bonus. Supply online at MBIEnergyServices.com, MBIEnergyServices.com, and help drive our energy economy forward with MBI. Wireline jobs, mechanics and lube tech jobs, rig jobs, they've got them at MBI Energy. Okay, we're going to stop the bleeding here and get through this commercial. What's next? Go ahead and roll. I think it's this laundry list of the things that Heidi supposedly voted for.
The truth is, Heidi voted 7 times for tougher border security and to arrest, imprison, and deport illegal immigrants who commit crimes. She introduced a bill with Republican Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona to help our Border Patrol hire more agents in rural areas.
Okay, first of all, 2 things. One, as the caller pointed out, who commit a crime, they already commit a crime if they're an illegal immigrant. They came here illegally, so they're all committing a crime, 1. 2, Jeff Flake is not exactly your law and order, Jeff Flake, a Republican senator, is a Republican in name only, along with John McCain down there in Arizona. So that's not exactly 1. This is sort of for the uninformed voter, the low-information voter is who this is for. This is why it's important to get to know that. All right, we'll finish the ad. Here we go.
It's why she's supported by my fellow law enforcement officers in the National Border Patrol Council. Her record speaks for itself. Heidi was a tough law and order attorney general, and she's a tough senator. I don't want to lose her.
Okay. Somebody that voted for Trump is not nearly crying over losing Senator Heidi. So something's amiss there. But I think the callers have all nailed it here. You're very insightful. Leftist tactics, details irrelevant. Primary point: get them to hear one thing. Trump voter supports Heidi. Whether it's true or not, who cares? So that's what you got to bust through on some of this stuff. So thanks for asking. And I know we took a little while to answer it, but there you go. Texter says, I can't stop thinking about the caller who called you a piece of crap yesterday. I'm disgusted that an adult would let their anger get in the way of a civil conversation. It's no wonder why younger liberals act the way they do. Who called me a piece of crap? Was that Mike? Or was that the second guy? All right. How long was this diatribe, Kevin? Oh, this is the short guy. Okay, here's what she's talking about. This is from yesterday. Listen.
I just want to react to that last caller.
Go ahead.
I agree with him 100%. You are the fakest, most piece of crap I've ever heard on the radio. You're an embarrassment.
Okay. Fakest piece of crap. Oh, and now you hung up. Yeah. Fakest, most piece of crap. See what you missed, Todd? You leave, and this is what happens.
You know? Then he hangs up and runs.
Yeah. Telly Lane from New York, that we would be happy to have her join us in North Dakota. Nice letter. Wasn't that a nice letter? That was a nice email from her. I enjoyed that very much. Let's have that Mike guy from yesterday on the same day as Ann or Rush and let them debate on the air. I'd love that for sure. I wonder how long they would last. Nobody suggested Rush Limbaugh yesterday. I added him. He was my addition. But I don't think anybody did. I wrote it down. But Ann Coulter's on the list and going to join us next week. Yeah. You want a little more, Mike? What do you think, Todd? Should we give Mike more airtime?
Oh, my gosh. Sure. Why not?
Is that feeding the beast? I don't know. It might be like, you know.
Well,
it might be rewarding bad behavior. I don't know what to
well,
do.
Well, it might be, but you have to remember something that Mike has, for those of you who don't know, has a history
it's
here.
It's mind-boggling that you guys call yourself fair and balanced. There's no fair or balanced to your whole radio program. You could very easily have somebody represent another point of view.
And you're on.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mike.
People want to hear common sense. Mike, you're wasting your time here. You want to actually make a point?
Well, you are using the public airwaves for nothing but propaganda. You will not let anybody who has a different view on...
Mike, you're on.
Talk.
Mike, you're on.
Okay.
What's on your mind on K-Fire?
So, that was so hilarious. He's complaining. And this went on for, by the way, weeks, where he'd say, you know, you won't let people on who disagree. But he disagreed.
We were like, and he's on.
You're on. And rather than say we won't let anybody on who disagrees, just talk. Just say what you disagree
exactly with.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're on.
But he's moved
on. But you won't let anybody on. Well,
got
how
message.
Did you get here?
I'll defer to the texters on whether or not we ought to...
Mad Mike would be a hoot. Text Mad Mike. Now he's a nickname. Mad Mike.
Mad Mike, yeah. If you want us to do a little replay, you let us know. And just text us 367-2054 or Todd at 226-8503. And we will, we'll decide by the end of the hour. Senator John Hoeven is going to join us at the top of next hour. Governor Doug Burgum in just a moment here. And then your calls, questions, and comments on anything else on your mind today. It's what we call it, What's on Your Mind, as we wrap up the program. So stay tuned for that. Governor Doug Burgum joins us. Good morning, Governor. How are you?
Good morning, Scott.
Good to catch up with you. It's been I was going to say a busy few days, but, I mean, I don't know if there's any other speed. Is there a go in the governor's office?
Well, we have a great team, and Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford and I, we are so honored to have a chance to serve, and there's so many things to do. It's easy to get up and get going in this job, and particularly with so many great things happening across our state.
Wanted to talk about a couple of things. One, yesterday's gathering with the Secretary of Transportation, Elaine Chao, it was billed as a summit on infrastructure and on energy. The Secretary of Transportation, Elaine Chao, there, as well as Senator Hoeven, Congressman Kramer, and Matt Schlapp as well from the American Conservative Union. What was your takeaway?
Well, like you and I have talked about before, the cabinet and this administration is doing so many great things for North Dakota, and with Secretary Chao, incredibly accomplished, former Secretary of Labor, now Secretary of Transportation. She has 37 honorary degrees. I mean, her husband, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in the Senate, she just really knows her stuff and is so capable and so impressive. And for her to be back here a second time in North Dakota, she was here a year ago in Fargo, keynoting at the Drone Focus. I think she remembered everything she learned a year ago at the Drone Focus. She certainly understands the leadership position North Dakota is taking in the unmanned aerial space, both on the commercial side and on the military side. And of course, kudos going back to Hovind for starting that. And at this conference yesterday, talking about infrastructure and then having, you know, panels with Congressman Kramer and Matt Schlapp, you know, and a great, great turnout of people from across North Dakota interested in all the policy things that are going on. But it was just a, it was a great day, and I had a chance to have a one-on-one with the secretary after that, talking about the, you know, issues that are important in North Dakota. And it's fantastic to have an administration that listens to the states, cares about what the states, what, you know, what our thoughts are, and they're trying to drive more decision making down to the states. I mean, this is not a Department of Transportation that's trying to make every decision for North Dakota and D.C., and that's fantastic.
You know, it is just extraordinary the amount of visits that have been here from members of the Trump cabinet. Rick Perry will be the next. He's here on Monday, you know, and others are on the docket. And as you say, Elaine Chao here again yesterday, here a year ago. I mean, you've made the point before that the access you have and the influence North Dakota has with the Trump administration is unprecedented, right?
Well, yes, it's, you know, and it just continues. I mean, I've just got an invitation over the weekend from the White House to come to a meeting on Thursday related to, you know, corrections and prison reform with a few other governors from around the country. And, I mean, this is they just keep reaching out to get input from governors because they want to develop federal programs that have enough flexibility for states to implement them the way that they're the way that works best for those states. And that's, you know, the states created the federal government, not the other way around. And this is an administration that actually understands that. I can't tell you how refreshing it is, particularly for North Dakota, because, you know, we're no longer a flyover state with this administration. But I'd say, you know, kudos to Congressman Kramer because, you know, he's one of the people that is really, you know, out there fighting for North Dakota every day. And he's one of the people that puts, you know, the word in the administration's ear, and they've been listening to him since before the election. And, you know, that's, you know, one of the reason why we're, you know, getting these folks here. And, you know, same with, you know, Senator Hovind, you know, continuing to make these invitations for administrative officials to get to North Dakota. It's fantastic.
What do you think will be, if you have to look at everything that's on the table right now in the way of discussions and collaboration going on with the Trump administration and cabinet secretaries and everything else, what do you think will have the most tangible results for the you know, the citizens of North Dakota?
Well, I you know, encouraged again, Secretary Zinke was here earlier this summer and spent 3.5 days in North Dakota, which is just unprecedented. But of course, when you think about the breadth of a Secretary of Interior, where he's got U.S. Fish and Wildlife, Bureau of Indian Affairs, Bureau of Land Management, Bureau of Reclamation, and the National Park Service, all five of those agencies have got huge positions in North Dakota. I mean, everything from administrating how we, you know, how do we mine coal, how do we do flaring rules, the issues, you know, issues and opportunities surrounding the National Park, Fish and Wildlife, Garrison Diversion, McCluskey Canal with, you know, Bureau of Reclamation. I mean, it touches us in so many different ways. And then he flew up with Vice President Pence last week and then stayed over. So we had another opportunity to have dinner with Secretary Zinke and talk about a number of these issues. And having that kind of access is, you know, it's unprecedented, but it's fantastic. And these are issues which are going to help benefit energy. It's going to help affect tourism. It's going to help affect agriculture because that's, you know, Secretary of Interior touching 20% of the land in the United States.
And as you said previously, which I thought was pretty amazing, you know, you've been in your fair share of meetings between your business career and political career, and to know there is, you know, substantive discussions. I mean, roll up the sleeve, let's get something done, we have a plan here, is the best part. It isn't just checking a box politically to say we had a meeting. It actually is collaborating and getting things done. Unbelievable. More with
exactly.
Governor Burgum after this short timeout. Don't go away, folks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Time for another conversation about wellness with Vince Webker. Hot springs, spas, and pool tables, too. How do wellness and hot spring go together?
Well, every day made better, Scott. You know, every time you sit in hot water, you're better physically below the water, you're better mentally above the water, and better relationally, emotionally beyond the water. And hot springs, I don't know if you knew this, invented the very first portable hot tub back in 1977. Since that time, we have done things that make it so you'll use it a lot, like what we call better massage, better water, our ACE saltwater system, better energy. You know, where we live, I don't think the snow is ever going to stop. So it's a very energy-efficient hot tub. And those three things alone really determine if you're going to use this product a lot or not. And if you use it, every day made better, wellness, all the great things that come from it. So that's what we want. We want you to use this product.
If you've had a hot tub before and it was a hassle, it wasn't a hot spring. That's what I'll tell you. Price points, a lot of different models, right?
Yeah, they start at about $29.95 up to $20,000 with everything in between. You cannot find a hot tub that doesn't meet your budget here.
And yes, exactly. Financing available as well, so remember that. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. You'll find them in Fargo and Grand Forks, in Bismarck and Minot, and now in Devil's Lake, too. Of course, online, tell them Scott sent you. Use the ACE promo code. You'll save up to $2,000. No kidding. How's that for a great deal? At Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Thanks, neighbor.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Sons can build you a very unique maintenance program that'll give you both a financial and a mechanical solution to lowering, owning, and operating costs. The old model really didn't work. They've really designed this new model in the industry, and now, you know, it used to be you were, you know, providing services and billing hourly for repairs instead of getting paid for making clients' equipment run more efficiently and reliably. Contractors were getting paid when clients had problems and breakdowns. So that's why this works so well. Find out more. They got a great little bit of information on their website, hatandsons.com, and or you can call 701-223-3393 online at hatandsons.com. Tell them Scott sent you. More of our conversation with Governor Doug Burgum. If you have a question or comment, he'll be here for about a few more minutes in this final segment of the hour. Senator John Hoeven next hour. Number's 258-0550. That's the local telephone number. Toll free at 800-228-0550. I want to talk a little bit about the strategic budget reviews you did. And I understand you, as governor, sat in every one of these. How many of them, by the way? And what's the end game here? What are you looking to accomplish?
We had 57 strategic reviews. So all agencies that receive funding. So you've got everything from Department of Health or Human Services or DOT, the big ones that people are used to, but all the way down to agencies like the State Historical Society, the State Fair, anybody that gets budget dollars, but obviously higher ed, K-12, Extension Service, down the list. We sent out a template to all the agencies and really tried to, in the meetings, get back and say, hey, let's talk about your strategy, because strategy should drive budget as opposed to budget driving strategy. And when we ran, we said, hey, we're going to reinvent government. And one of the things we said is, hey, there's some improvements that can be made into how the budgeting process is done. Culture in state government, you see this all over. If your budget goes up, you're winning. And if the budget goes down, you're losing. And that's just a complete focus on the input. And we have a focus on the output. Because you can, double somebody's budget, but if you don't have a better, better health outcomes, better education outcomes, better correction outcomes on the other end, what good is the more input to you? And, anybody that's farming in North Dakota is focused on taking a look at their input, their pesticides, fertilizer, all of those things and their own labor that they put into the inputs, and then they match that up against the outputs, the yields they get at the end. I mean, this is everybody in North Dakota, but sometimes in the government, everybody's focused on the input. Nobody talks about the bushels per acre. It's just like, I need more fertilizer, on the budget request. So we're trying to get at the understanding, how do we measure outputs? What's the focus? What's the purpose? And really getting at the, not only the financial, but the spirit of what people do. Why did, why are these agencies there, and what's their strategy? What's their impact? So it was fantastic. We had, some really engaging conversations. We had agencies that came and said, thank you. Hey, we've learned a lot about ourselves. We've never been through a process like this before. And so a lot of, themes that emerged from that. That we can take forward that will help guide us when we're actually creating the budget. Because, again, strategy should drive budget, not the other way around.
So what do you think would be the biggest difference that, again, taxpayers are going to notice out of something like that? When you go through to that level and say, hey, why do you need that? And, let's break that down. I mean, you see savings coming out of this? You see efficiency coming out of this? What is your what's your end game?
Well, we certainly identified opportunities for collaboration. Because a lot of the budgeting has occurred in silos, and the silos get pretty well defined, but they're not touching on constituents groups. I mean, if you said you had 57 strategic budget reviews, how many of these agencies touched energy? How many touched agriculture? How many touched children under six? How many touched addiction? You might find 20 or 25 agencies that were, dealing with issues related to children, but there's no mechanism set up for them to collaborate or get synergies. So, we're looking for ways to kind of do these cross-cutting initiatives that would cut across these silos, and that's one of the ways, breaking down the silos is one of the ways we're going to find efficiencies.
Larry in Fargo, question for Governor Burgum. We have to be quick. We only have a minute left here, so quickly, go ahead, Larry.
Governor... Larry Mayer, Fargo, Minnesota is currently using performance-based procurement decisions in the highway department, where they allow a contractor to actually design, build, and guarantee results on highway construction work. And a lot of states are adopting that, Texas, California, and others. Have you thought about looking at performance-based procurement decision-making versus just a bid spec?
20 seconds for your answer there, Governor.
Answer is yes. We've got a lot of improvements we can make on the procurement side, because right now we're the procurement
isn't working to the advantage of the citizen. We see that everything from highways to information technology. So, yeah, big opportunity for improvement there. Thank you, Larry.
All right, Larry, appreciate the call. Thanks so much. We are out of time. Appreciate your time, Governor, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for all you. You have a great day.
You as well. More after this, Senator Hoven, and more of your calls. Don't go away.
I know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
This Monday night, Dickinson, North Dakota, an open house, and you're invited. Endeavor is planning to produce renewable diesel from its refinery by converting it from a petroleum refinery to a vegetable oil refinery. Come join us for an informational open house at the Biggio Activity Center at Dickinson State University, Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. Come anytime. Learn about the project and its benefits. The team will be available to answer any questions and hear your concerns, too. Monday, Biggio Activity Center, Dickinson State University, anytime from 6 to 8 p.m. Find out more at endeavor.com/Dickinson.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint it.
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.